Spargo, under pressure there, over the top to Melksham, and now a goal. That just about gets it done.
Well, that was the sealer on the weekend. The D's too good for the Cats by 25 points, 85 to 60. And one of the reasons they are going gangbusters, 4-0 to start the season for the first time since JC playing halfback for Jerusalem. Ed Langdon is dominating on the week.
Jerusalem Jack Jumpers.
Jerusalem. I don't know. We'll come up with a name for them shortly. Ed Langdon's on the line from the Demons, though, the Melbourne Football Club. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Going well, mate. Not as well as you guys, though. It's we've got Maxie in here every now and then. We have a good chat to Big Max. But getting someone else's feedback on what's happening would be nice. How have you seen it? What's happened? What's been the difference this year?
Yeah, it's been great. I think it's just been sort of a culmination of the last few years and sort of just growing up. The group's as mature as it's been. And that's sort of coming out in games, as you can probably tell. Sort of been down and up against them just about every game I've played this year, and remained really calm and just got done what we needed to. And yeah, we're sitting here 4-0, which we're pretty happy about.
There seems to be, and I'm only watching from afar, clearly, I've seen you live once this year, there seems to be really good chemistry and connection. Now, it's hard to define that, it's hard to quantify it or train it, I imagine, but it just seems to be real, it flows better at the moment for the D's. Is that a fair reflection on what's happening, or am I making that up?
Yeah, no, exactly right. It's really hard to manufacture that sort of stuff. But when you can, it seriously pays dividends. I mean, you can train all the structures in the world and all the tactics, but if you don't have a good group dynamic, you're never going to play well. So that's something we've consciously strive towards this year, and maybe it's as a result of living together for 6 months last year, I'm not sure, but yeah, it's certainly all coming together and clicking for.
So do you think that you coming to the footy club, Stephen May, certainly Jake Lever, that has helped you grow up as a football club, having new people with different experiences coming into that particular group?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm sure that absolutely helps. Like, Steve was captain of another AFL club, so that sort of experience is invaluable. And then, I mean, Adam Tomlinson's played almost 150 games when he was moved over. And, I mean, Jack played in the granny. So, yeah, you inevitably get a lot of experience and training players in. And yeah, those three guys have been fantastic this year. Unfortunately, Steve probably out a little bit, but... as we saw, Tomo filled that role really well on the weekend.
Now, I'm not sure whether you're allowed to tell us this, but the other week you played the entire game. You didn't go off. What sort of GPS figures did you run in that particular game to not have a break?
In that particular game, it probably would have been the ballpark of, I don't know, 16Ks in that one, I reckon.
So did that happen by accident, or was that always the plan? Because for a midfielder to play 100% game time doesn't happen very often, if ever.
Yeah, it wasn't a conscious thing. It wasn't sort of part of the plan, but most of the pre-season, it's sort of been put on the plate by the fitness staff that would likely be happening with me, which I'm more than happy to do. And it's sort of just, I think it comes down to matchups and sort of game state on game day every week. So it's sort of up to Goody and the fitness staff what they want to do and if they want to manipulate matchups or something. But yeah, if they require me like they did that week to play 100%, yeah, that's fine with me.
So do you prefer that? I mean, a lot of players don't want to have a rest, but then there are other midfielders that feel that it gets the best out of them by having it. Because it could potentially buck the trend of what happens with midfielders if you can prove that you can do it and still play really good footy. I'm just interested in your feedback on that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think if it's at the cost of the team, it's obviously going to be detrimental to everyone. But if you can run out of game, and there is certainly a premium on players who can at the moment, with the rule changes coming back in this year.
Yeah.
The reason I sort of do it is, or I'm allowed to do it, is because if it allows me to allows us to rotate the inside mid a lot faster. And like Christian, Clayton, all them, if they can get one or two more rotations and they're fresher, because they're just, they're power athletes, and they thrive on, you know, short, sharp bursts. So if that allows them to play better and ultimately the team, then I'm sure that's sort of the big reason behind it.
Yep.
Well, it works a treat really at the moment. You're connecting beautifully between the arcs, you are. You're running back to help. You're pushing forward to get involved as well. And I haven't got the data in front of me, Ed, but anecdotally, I would imagine your kicking efficiency has gone through the roof, and you've been working on that a bit over the summer, have you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mark Williams has come in and implemented one of his famous kicking programs, which we'd all heard about. but no, honestly, it's been unbelievable what he's done for our group. We've gone from pretty much zero fundamental kicking and training to like a minimum of almost half an hour a day. And he never makes it boring. He changes the drill every single day. So I think we've done the same drill twice. And he brings such energy to each training. He's like a kid at school, Choco. So yeah, he's done wonders for me. And I would hazard a guess the whole group's kicking efficiency has probably gone up in some degree. But yeah, his impact on the group's been phenomenal.
Is he using the sharing with the big yellow line down the middle of it?
Yeah, he sure is. Absolutely. He's not allowed to kick any other footy.
It's a big rap, Ed. I mean, he's only been there a short time, and I mean, his history, his CV speaks for itself. But that's a big rap on the impact he's had.
Yeah, no, it is. I certainly don't say it lightly. This is my 8th year, my 7th year. 7th year in the AFL with.
Close enough.
Yeah, they all blur into one. 7th year in the AFL with now, so I've seen enough people come and go from footy clubs, and yeah, I really mean it. Probably the biggest individual impact, apart from head coach or whatever, that somebody can have on a football club. It's been incredibly great what he's doing for the young guys. I mean, the general public probably won't see what he's done for a few years because he's working with 18, 19-year-olds. But probably like Cozzy Pickett and Luke Jackson, I mean, you can see firsthand what he's done with them. They're absolutely dominating, and it's bloody exciting.
It's very exciting. And that was my next question. Are you getting excited about what's on offer now for the Dees? 4-0. You've got the Hawks on Sunday at the MCG, and that's another great opportunity if you keep working as hard as you have been to get another win. All of a sudden, the sky's the limit for the Dees. Does that excite you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The AFL world's a tough place, so when you get off to a start like we have, it's important to ride the momentum. AFL seasons are definitely momentum, so you've got to really ride the wave, otherwise you can, you know, get caught up in the hype and all that. But yeah, no, we're excited. We've sort of spoken about the dynamic side of it, and if we can do it all with a smile on our face, it certainly goes a long way to winning.
Sunday 3:20 against the Hawks. Dees fans, get there and support your boys. And last one before I let you go, your headshot. I looked up your headshot this morning as you were getting on the program, and there's a bit going on there. There's no long sleeve, Ed. It's a short sleeve jumper in your headshot, and you're a notorious long sleeve wearer, which Whitey loves. What happened there, mate?
Yeah, they didn't have a long sleeve ready, I'm sorry.
Well, we can't have that.
The long sleeves are fantastic.
We're going to petition absolutely for there fantastic to be a long sleever for next year's headshots, mate. We can't accept
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Good luck on Sunday. Well done on the year so far, and long may it continue.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks, guys.